Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Maureen. She's snuck in the door. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, I just sneaked in.
you're back to being Maureen now.
I'm back to being Maureen, yes. I have left ancient Rome and Volumnia behind, sadly.
We'll just let you know what that's about. We went to see Coriolanus on Sunday.
We did, on Sunday, at the Minster.
By candlelight, and you played a really nasty piece of work.
I think she's misunderstood, you know, like Robbie Williams.
Yeah, misunderstood, yeah. She was an overbearing, bullying mother. Yes.
That just about sums her up,
I think. If you think you can't understand Shakespeare, Coriolanus is not an easy watch, but you do get what's going on.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. When we do it,
it was excellent. Yeah,
but you're back to being normal, Maureen.
I'm back to being normal. I'm having a nice, relaxed end to the year, singing carols instead of beating up my son.
All right. So yes. where are you doing these carols?
We are at Benbridge Village Hall on the 14th of December at 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's very much the traditional, what we have done for the last 4 years, because people seem to like it.
And that's from Gasp, which
this is for Gilbert and Sullivan. Yes, the other one was Ad Lib. This is Gasp, Gilbert and Sullivan Productions.
Yes.
So those people who have seen the Gilbert and Sullivan shows will know that we have chorled together probably some of the very, very best singers on the island.
Yes, they are good.
Really good. Well, in fact, I'm going to blow our trumpet a little bit here, because in March, we had the Isle of Wight Theatre Awards, and Gasp picked up the award for the best music and singing in an amateur production on the island.
Well done, well deserved.
When you consider that a lot of the shows have either professional backing tracks or a 50-piece orchestra, we had sort of six musicians, but I think it says a lot about the quality of the actual vocalists, the singers.
Well, having been to a number of Gasp productions, there's quite a lot of space at the front of the theatre filled with musicians.
Yes, but again, this time we are going to have all the singers on the stage for this, and we're having just the piano with fabulous Reen on the piano. The lovely thing is, it's a slightly fresher approach, because each year we take another look. We keep the traditions. Everyone's going to have the chance to, you know, belt out Ding Dong Merrily on High and Good King Wenceslas and all of that stuff. Last year we did some longer readings. This year we're going to cut down on the speaking, shorter readings. We're not going to bother with sort of introductions. We're going to focus on the music. Reen, who was the MD last year, who was brilliant as the MD, is going to be on the piano this year. We've got David Yates, who is going to be the MD this year. He's going to do one solid reading, but other than that, it's all going to be short. But you'll get the chance to hear some of those voices that you heard in The Sorcerer, in Mikado, in Iolanthe, singing Christmas music. And when you hear Rob Bingham singing Oh Holy Night, I have to tell you, he's probably one of the most wonderful tenor voices on the island. Just thinking about it is like making me go all shivery.
You look at him and you don't think, where's that voice coming
absolutely,
from?
Absolutely.
Because there's nothing of him.
Such a wonderful voice. Paul Stevens, who's a powerhouse of a voice, I remember first time I saw a show on the Isle of Wight years ago, Paul was on stage and I thought, wow, what a voice, and he's still got it. We've got Lucy Hinckley, soaring soprano voice. She played Yum Yum in Mikado Aline in Sorcerer. We've got Abby Leverton, who's one of those people who can do the top descant in one carol. Absolutely. But the next one, she's singing the low alto line. She's got a huge range and pure voice. And then Andy Kay, who this year has managed to be a Russian oligarch. He was our sorcerer, so he was the magician in The Sorcerer. He's just been in Brutus in Julius Caesar and Aufidius in Coriolanus that we were talking about. And he's bringing his amazing bass vocals as well. And I know you saw The Sorcerer. Mm. And at the end, where he just disappears into nowhere, there's certainly no trickery involved. He just completely disappeared. But just before he left the stage, there was this very deep note that he just hit that made the hackles on your neck just rise. He's got that sort of voice. So we have got some amazing voices.
So this is Sunday the 14th
of December. It is indeed.
And where can people buy tickets?
And you can buy... I was waiting for you to ask me that question.
I'm sure you were.
You can buy tickets via TicketSource. So if you go to TicketSource and put in Gasp or Carols and Mince Pies. Or you can call 07761 460925.
Mm-hmm.
That's 07761 460925. And of course it's called Carols and Mince Pies because our bar will be open. There will be not just mince pies but mulled wine, tea and coffee.
Excellent.
It's going to be a wonderful festive afternoon.
And what time is it?
It's at 2:30. Come into a nicely decorated and warm, we hope, Bembridge Village Hall. And a lot of people are now saying this really gets the festive season off to a cracking start.
Good.
Bembridge Village Hall is a lovely little venue.
It is.
It's not huge, don't get me wrong. It's not a massive great place. And you need to get there a little bit early if you want to find a close way parking space.
This is true.
But it's a lovely little village hall and it's properly used. I'm pleased to see that. It does get used a lot of the time, not just sitting there for the odd performance.
Yes, it is. I think it's used on a fairly regular basis.
I think it is, yes.
And as you say, you know, parking can be a challenge, but there are streets available. And of course, it's on the number 8 bus route as well.
Yeah, so you can get the bus down if you want.
You can get the bus. And that's the other lovely thing about having an afternoon.
Yeah.
It's not too late to get the bus home again afterwards.
Yes. So. No, we found that the afternoons suit us for some of the other performances.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's good. So Bembridge Village Hall, it's 14th, Sunday the 14th of December. Tickets from Ticket Source, and we'll have some details on our website about that, won't we, Maggie?
We certainly will.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me again.
And we were taking a risk because we thought you might be an overbearing mother. We're not going to let you forget that.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
We're not going to let you forget that.
Don't let her in the door.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.